Tov, let's learn about someone who's very much connected to the day of Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva. We have a statement in Pirkei Avos. It's actually in this week's Perek. The meaning is to learn one chapter each week in the Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuos. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ha'olam Hazeh Doim Lepro's Door Bifnei Ha'olam Habo. Rabbi Akiva teaches us that this world is like a corridor. It's a thin, small hallway. It's temporary. He's going to ask me to have a prose door. Prepare yourself in the hallway. So you can enter into the palace. So besides the visual, spatial image that's created of a small, narrow hallway opening up to a large, huge palace, that this world is like that passageway. As Rabbi Nachman says, this world is like a very narrow bridge, but the main thing is not to be afraid. But we're going into a big palace. So it begins in the Siva Shalom. Hine Rabbi Kiva lo bo lo ma rak. Es etzim hadaver sheba olam hazeh hayom la'soisim amocha l'kabel scharim. The Gemara says in Eiruvin that this is the time for doing mitzvahs in this world, and we'll get the reward in the next world. Shehar elu devarim pshutim ki yaduah mikol maimri chazal. That's so simple and it's obvious. We know this already. So then, what is he coming to teach us? El Rebbe Akiva bo lechadish inyan miyuchad sheha olam hazeh doim leprozdor va'olam habo hu hatraklin. The Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva's teaching is that this world is the hallway and the next world is the palace. Moshe Kosev HaRamchal, Moshe Chaim Uzato, the Pesach Mesilas Yesharim, as he begins this famous Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, Yesod HaChasidus V'Shor Sha'avoda, HaTzimimahu SheYizbara V'Yizamed Eitzel Ha'odam Macho Vosso Ba'olamo, Ulamat Sorech Yasim No, Megamto B'chol Asher Hu Omel Kol Yemei Chayov. The beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, which is fascinating to note, that the first four words, Yesod, starts with a Yud, HaChesidus starts with a He, Vishorish is a Vav, and HaAvod is a He. So it's Yud Ke Vav Ke. He starts out a Sefer with an allusion to Hashem's name. And the main thing a person has to do is to figure out, why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? The big question. V'hine, marun ha-chazal, hu sha'adam lo nivra el-etani, Al Hashem, Lehanos Miziva Shchinoso. The purpose while we're here is to get a pleasure. But we have to understand what that means. It's not like God is one big ice cream cone and the whole person is to lick that ice cream cone. But somehow the connection, the purpose behind my life is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shezeh HaTanug HaAmiti, that's the true Oneg. Va'eden HaGodol B'kol HaAdonim Shiyuchon Limtzel. It's the greatest pleasure a person could ever have, is to be close to Hashem. And in truth, the place where we'll get that we can experience that pleasure. So I asked you, Chevra, why do you think it's only in Olam Haba you can experience that true pleasure? Why not in this world? Bueller?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of things that can't be experienced in this world.
But why can't you experience that? You're saying, well, but why not? Could be that because we're physical. And anything that's physical, by definition, is limited. A good time will never last forever.
One of your shiurim that we had to listen to in Tanya.
And, yeah, what?
And write about it. You kind of talked about how our corporeal forms are kind of limiting in that sense because it separates us.
That's right. Very good. So when we leave this form of existence, then we're able to tap into something that's, by definition, unlimited. Right? Good. Excellent. The way we get to this is through this world. The path to getting there is through the mitzvahs Hashem gave us. We do the mitzvahs in this world. We're placed in a world which has many things that distract us. The heim heim ataivos, chumrios, rechikos, Yehudi mehamatora. The physical world draws us away, pulls us apart from the main purpose of our being here. V'tafkidu la'amoy b'milchama tamid lehizgaber aleihem. And our job is to fight the good fight, to resist our base cravings. V'zeh pirush ha'olam hazeh doim leprozdor b'fnei ha'olam habo. And that's what it means. This world's the hallway. The The whole purpose is to have the oneg with Hashem. Vizeo hatraklin, that's the palace. Prozdor, darko, magiyin, latachli, zos, hu olam hazeh, vaydeh hamitzos, hamaisim, toivim, shemekayim bo. The famous story of the Vilna Gaon, that on his deathbed he was crying. And they said, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, why are you crying? So he reached for his tzitzis, and he said, for a few kopeks, for a few pennies, a few little coins, I could acquire something that has eternity to it. And that's what it means, that this world is the place for doing the mitzvos. Habir, mashal kosa betachlis habriya, he az tisanik al Hashem. The whole purpose is to get pleasure. Hu al pi mada isa besvar makadoshim shekol mashal bar kodosh baruch hu es holom hu ki miderech hatoiv lehetiv ubor es ha'olam kadei lehati livruav. Because if you're totally good, by definition you want to share your goodness with others. And Hashem, who's by definition the tachlis, the ultimate good, so he wants to share that with us. Hini l'chora olam hazeh, harehu olam hatulos v'hatzoros v'eichmis kayemes bo tachlis abriya leheiti lebrom. At first glance, this is a very difficult world. A lot of trials and tribulations. Achin tachlis abriya hi sheyilod isha yagil madrega shel az tisanuga Hashem shezeh tachlis hatov masha'en kin kol hanyonim ha'achirim hanikrim tov v'emes einim klal toiv. Many times people think what's really good is the opposite of that. Tachlis hatovhi, az tisanik al Hashem, shetzadikim yoshim v'atroseim b'rosheim, v'nehenem iziv hashchina. The ultimate good is when we'll have the ability to perceive Hashem, to connect to Hashem, and to align ourselves with the true reality, when the neshama connects to its source. Chidvar Shomak, he says, Shekol ha-tanugim, chol ha-adunim, sheb'olam heim ke'ein, kain ve'efes, l'umas ha-tanug, sh'at ha-tanug ha-Hashem. And anything that this world has to offer, the best ice cream sandwich, the best steak, whatever, fill in the blank, whatever, chocolate, fill, you know, the best frappuccino, whatever you think is the best thing, jelly beans, fill in the blank. Nevertheless, that's nothing. It's going to be nothing compared to the ultimate joy. And there is chevra who's like that even now. There are people who enjoy learning a Tosfos with the Maharshal more than they enjoy eating a good piece of cake. They get more pleasure from the Tosfos with the Maharshal than they do from that mezonos. The whole purpose to bring us to that place. So it continues in the Yeshiva Shalom. Hine, Beloshna Tana Kadesha Tikanes Latraklun, Hiksha Meforshim, Shahavli Lamemre, Hiskin Atzmecha, the Prozor Likanes Latraklun. Right? It says that you should fix yourself Kadesh in order that you should enter into it. But why does it say just fix yourself Hikanes in order to get in? So Omnon says, Olam hazeh hu prozdor l'traklin l'gan Eden, ach harehu gam kein prozdor l'gehinnom. Meaning, this is an entryway, but it could go one way, or go the other way. You could use this hallway to enter into Gan Eden, or chas v'shalom the opposite, to go into Gehinnom. Shemahus ha'olam hazeh eina ela prozdor. The mahus, the essence of this world, is just one big hallway. But we can choose, you know, like those books when you're little, like choose your own adventure, you know what I'm talking about, right? You can choose your own adventure. You can choose your own path you're going to take. The hallway can take you one way to Gan Eden or the opposite. Im l'trachlin, im l'gehenem. Azeh omer hiskin atzmecha prozor kadesh tkanes l'trachlin. Hiskin atzmecha kadesh prozor yeh prozor l'trachlin. You should fix yourself and prepare that this hallway is one that will take you to where you want to go. Beer b'zeh b'yoseh al pima sh'omer tzadikim sh'atanug shel olam habo. Hatanug shall az tisanig al Hashem tzadikim yoshim venim v'nehenim ziv hashchina hare el nimshach mehatanug haruchani sheyesh lo yehudi ba'olam hazeh b'prozor dor. So it's related, the joy that you're going to have, the connection will be how you'd use in this world. Mizeh notza hatanug shall olam habo. Kemo she'omer harav hakodesh Rabbi Shlomo Karlin zechus again leinu sheshama shehechrizu b'shemayim shehudi ha'osik b'torah v'avoda ach ena mishtade lahargish tanig b'shabbos kodesh. Person who's doing all the external things, but they don't have enjoyment on Shabbos. Hare she'al olam ha'elyon anon yikabel gan eden shehar esik b'torah v'avoda avi yasham kisafsal began eden shlo yargish shum tainug. He says, beautiful, powerful idea. Imagine the following. A person does all the technical things, but they're not serving Hashem with a simcha. They're not serving Hashem with joy. You're going to get to Gan Eden. But you know where you're going to be in Gan Eden? You're going to be a park bench. Stone cold. Everyone's going to sit on you. You're there. Boom. You made it into Gan Eden. Shkayach. But you're going to be cold. You'll be a bench that other people sit on. You got in. You followed all the rules. The vort is, you have to have a tainug in what you're doing. Since you didn't work on it in this world, you're not going to have it in the next world. They say in Sfarim HaKadoshim brings down, the way a person's Mekabel Shabbos, that's the same way they're going to be Mekabel your neshama in the Olam HaEmes. Hainu. Mishum shetainug shel Yehudi b'olam habo nivne mimashes ge b'olam hazeh lahargish tanug Shabbos v'tainug demitzvah. Kain omru tzadikim gam l'idach gisa. So to the opposite. A little frightening idea that the fire of Gehenim will be commensurate with the fire that a person had their taivas in this world. That's what it means. This world is the hallway. It could be an entry to good or to bad. So make sure that you're prozor in this world in order you'll be able to get in. The person has to remind themselves this world is transitory. You guys have all heard of the Chafetz Chaim. So he once was encountered a very wealthy businessman came to visit him in his home. He lived in Radin in Poland, not a wealthy area. And he had very simple furnishings in his home. So this wealthy businessman came to ask the Chafetz Chaim, where's all your nice furniture? Why is it like everything so broken down? And he turned to the businessman, he said to him, excuse me, I heard you're a very wealthy businessman. You just came here with one little suitcase. Where's all your wealth? Where's all your gold and silver and valuable possessions? So the businessman said, what do you mean? He says, the Chafetz Chaim, I'm just passing through. I don't have it all with me. So open up your hearts. The Chafetz Chaim said back to the businessman, I'm also just passing through. Just pass. I'll be here for 70, 80, 120 years. By the way, he lived over 100, right? The Chafetz Chaim. But I'm just passing through. And a person reminds themselves that they're just passing through, and you better use your time productively, that's a big incentive. When you have this realization in your life, and you live your life with the reality that I'm not going to be here forever, the whole purpose of this world is to prepare ourselves to get into the palace. Person prepares themselves getting the fanciest things. See, they're going to be here forever. Nope. I'm sorry, it's not Rabbi Akiva. I've been reading it wrong this whole time. It's Rabbi Yaakov. I think I'm reading it wrong this whole time. Excuse me. It's Rabbi Yaakov. Yeah. Sorry, my head's in Lag BaOmer already, but though it's Rabbi Yaakov. Oh, I asked Mechila from everybody. I'm sorry. It's Rabbi Yaakov. B'dvar sha'olam hazeh doim leprozdor. Sha'al Yehudi ledas lahakir shekola olam hazeh eina ela prozdor. Velo yoser. Prozdor shedarka megiim la'az tanag al Hashem. When Yosef is confronting his brother, he says, you guys didn't send me here. Hashem sent me here. You guys meant to do bad to me, you meant to mess me over. God has a bigger plan. He's bigger than all of you. Everything in this world and all the desires of this world. Lo atem shalachtem osi hena. That's not why I was sent here. Lo avurchem yiradati le'azlam hazeh. I didn't come into this world just to eat a good hamburger. Ki elokim b'shvil elokus, because of the godliness that's in this world, yiradati le'olam. That's why I came down. L'hiskariv l'Hashem yizbor. Come closer to Hashem. Lo akra zos, the person has this reality in their life. His kin atzvah prozor kadesh, the kanis the trachlin. You'll prepare yourself. Shebechol pu'ula shehudi osib olam hazeh, olav lishko im yiskarav olzeh, letrachlin olhefich chas v'sholom. So the Nesiv HaShalom says, before a person does any activity, they think to themselves, will this bring me closer to Hashem or the opposite? Before I send this WhatsApp message, before I send a text, before I say anything, before I go anywhere, is this action going to bring me closer to Hashem? If so, then I should do it. And if it's not going to bring me closer to Hashem, then I shouldn't. What did I hear? Neutral, okay, that's actually a fascinating question. There is a machlokas. Is there such a thing as just a neutral, neutral area? Rav Kook has a teaching where there's a machlokas in Gemara in Shabbos about how long is Bein HaShmashos, the period between day and night. So one opinion says it's like the blink of an eye, basically like it doesn't really exist. And one opinion says that, no, there's like a significant period of time, you know, Bein HaShmashos, 42 minutes, 50 minutes, 60, 72, whatever, there's a long period of time between transition. So Rav Kook, in the Sefer on Masechta Shabbos, says, Al Pi Drush, that's a machlokas, isn't really gray areas in life? According to one opinion, there's not. It's just black or white. It's day or it's night. It's like a blink of an eye. You just switch from one to the other. There's no transition, right? So for everything, and by the way, the Rishonim discusses even, everything is either a mitzvah or an aveira. There is no neutral. The other thing is no. There is gray areas.
It's pretty kharif.
You either is or it isn't. And the other thing says no. There, you know, Lamashal Korn, this would be like, I'm going to watch a kosher movie. Okay, so you'll relax a little bit. Is it a mitzvah? Probably not. Is it an aveira? Probably not. It's just a middle area.
A
phone, if it's used for proper things, could be a tremendous.
I almost think it off. I did something. That's an action.
Yeah, so just lifting a phone for no reason?
It's not a sin. It's not a
mitzvah. Yeah, I hear. It's a good point.
I think that's
right. It's a good point. Yes, that's a good question. Glad Rav Kook has a teaching on that. Okay, I have one last paragraph. Let me just finish up. Inyan zeh harehu meikre havoyde shel Yehudi. This is the main thing a Jew has to do in serving God. Lamo ligeya lahamik bekirbo kama sheyoyser es haragosha shebechol olam hazeh ein shum tachlis atzmis ve'ein hu el aprozerum evil el traklin les anigal Hashem. To remind ourselves of why we're really here and the purpose, the overall, the big picture, the big questions. K'mayim et tzadikim she'odam poshut ro es ha'olam hazeh be'einav. In this world, a simple Jew looks and says, of course this is real. Like you said, I just looked at my phone. I just looked at my table. And after I have a muna, there's going to be a world to come. But for the tzaddik, he sees olam haba with his eyes, the reality of that world. It's an inyan. I need this. But all he really sees is that palace. His eyes are focused on the prize. To remind ourselves of how temporary life really is. And all of his actions, person is person so delving to this world, the way a person can escape from being drawn down by this world is to remind himself of the truth. That this is the foundation of all chassidus and the pillar upon all divine service. So we think about it, you know, coming to the end of a senior year, you think about what a journey it's been throughout high school. What a journey it was. We don't have to blink, and you can remember coming in as ninth graders. But Baruch Hashem, boys are very far in learning. But as the journey continues, you have to always remind yourself, where am I going to? What am I going to use all of my skills and all the knowledge that I got through and help that to help bring me to a place that's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yeah? All right.